Hi, this is Dark Journalist. Today I have an exciting 2016 presidential election special for you with two powerful innovators in alternative media, Alexandra Bruce from the popular website ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net and Dr. Robin Falkow from the cutting-edge radio show Event Horizons. Now, in this crucial period leading up to the 2016 election, we need a deeper focus on some major trends that are happening right now, like the FBI reopening their case against Hillary Clinton and the bizarre FireSign document leak that shows a Clinton strategist desperately seeking public distractions, like religious holograms or a huge wave of UFO sightings meant to deflect from a massive turnout of Trump supporters on voting day. Truth really is stranger than fiction. Here we go. Alexandra Bruce and Dr. Robin Falkow. Election 2016, the fire sign wildcard.
The 2016 presidential election has been distinguished by being the most leak-driven in history. And perhaps the most important leak has been the Benenson Group FireSign salvage document.
Oh gosh, I see Trump as the answer to our prayers and the only person who has had the backbone, I'll be polite, to take a stand and call it for what it is and talk about draining the swamp in D.C.
The Dark Journalist Election 2016 Special Report. The FireSign Wildcard. Featuring deep interviews with Alexandra Bruce and Dr. Robin Falkow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dark Journalist 2016 Election Special Report. Now, our first guest joining us is Alexandra Bruce of ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. Alexandra, it's great to see you.
It's great to be here. Great to see you. It's been a while, actually.
Yeah, too long.
Yeah.
Now, you've just launched or relaunched this new version of the ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net website. It's a brand new interface, and you have new categories, easier to get at information. Just great going there. Mm-hmm. Now, what's been going on with the coverage there on your site? What are some of the big themes that have been showing up in your reports?
It's all about the election all the time.
Right.
I try to avoid it because I am sort of pissing off half of my list every time I run an anti-Hillary piece, but I can't help myself. I just can't. And with all the, how can anyone in their right mind, how can anyone still be with her? Apparently very few are, but they're all in my family or something.
Right.
They all become completely bonkers because I'm anti-Hillary. They think, Trump is the worst. And I can understand why people would think that. But it's just amazing how brainwashed people can be to actually still be with her. I don't get it. Obviously, they haven't read any of the WikiLeaks stuff, but it's making it into the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah. Well, WikiLeaks has played a major role in this campaign, and I have a lot of questions coming up for you about WikiLeaks. But I guess the first one is that, we've never seen a campaign so leak-driven. This is just off the charts. So where are all these leaks coming from, and what does this tell us about the new political arena that we're in at this point, 2016?
This is outrageous. This is the leak-driven election. It's completely leak-driven, and I've been told here's some arch-conspiracy stuff about that.
Mm-hmm.
The people who control our financial supply, the currencies of the world, central banks, this wouldn't be happening if they didn't want it to be happening. They are actually punishing her.
So they're punishing Clinton?
Yes.
Huh.
But these leaks are being fed to Assange really by them. It wouldn't be happening. If the powers that be didn't want this to be happening, it wouldn't be happening.
Yeah. Well, but the DNC says it's Russia.
Oh,
Russia.
Yeah. Well, that's probably their heel. They're probably, they're signaling to the military industrial complex that, hey, we're going to give you a war. You're going to be rich,
Right. Well, the Russia thing, there's no evidence for it at all.
It's not,
zero.
It's not. And there's actually something that's going to come out. I've seen on a YouTube channel. There's a something's going to come out on the 5th, released by Anonymous. That's apparently where the actual source of all this, the leaks going to Assange, to WikiLeaks, are coming from Anonymous. And they're saying that the ultimate takedown is going to happen on the 5th.
Well, that's so close, although I'm a little careful about predictions just in general, because although I have no doubt that another major move will happen before voting starts on the 8th. Now, let's look at some of these leaks that are in the public domain already. The information on the Clinton Foundation is the most damning because it shows this corrupt relationship of this favoritism, you know, for foreign donors, with Bill Clinton Inc. accepting over $100 million from donors like the King of Morocco. And there was another foreign donor who wanted to give them $6 million for a phone call. Mm-hmm. So that must be one hell of a conversation. I was thinking, what do you think of the total exposure of the Clinton Foundation in all this?
It's massive. And then all the pay-to-play stuff, where people literally paid to get posts at the State Department, get posts to be the ambassador to whatever small country. If you give them $500,000, you get to be the ambassador to Grenada or whatever, you know.
Right.
There were dozens of people who literally paid to get posts, get diplomatic posts like that, like big posts. It's outrageous. It really makes any banana republic look like three card Monty by comparison. I mean, it's like so corrupt. It's the biggest corruption I've ever even heard of. But you know what? Maybe this is the way things have always been. It's just that now we have the internet and we have hackers and we get to know this stuff, you know. Maybe this is the way it's always been. I mean, you know, in a way, I feel like Hillary is being sort of like a fall guy for how about, you know, the war in Iraq? How about 9/11? You know what I'm saying? I want to get leaks about that.
Right.
Because this is just like gross. It's like wiener and sexting and whatever. It's like, what about the thing that bankrupted our country and this false flag, this epic false flag thing, event that has changed the legal structure of our whole country? I mean, let's talk about that. That's the real thing. I feel like it's an incredible diversion. You know?
No question.
It's incredible. It's like, it's massive. It's mind blowing. But, you know, the Bushes and the neocons pulled off a much bigger scam. And it's just like being faded away by this stuff.
Yes, well, that is interesting because there is that tight bond between the Bushes and the Clintons, as we know.
Yes.
They're just different sides of the deep state. But we're getting a deep look here at the Clintons because they are in the arena right now, mm-hmm. running for president. And it would be such an education to also get this kind of a look at the Bushes. There's no doubt.
It would, and maybe, you know, if she does end up getting prosecuted, I kind of don't see how Obama or W and their administrations, you know, key people who implemented treasonous policies can get away with it.
Well, I definitely agree, and this opens up a lot of black networks of activity that we haven't seen before. And along this line, I wanted to ask you about how you feel about the work of WikiLeaks and the heavy lifting for honest reporting that they've been doing. Now, you've run a lot of their revelations, and I want to give you some credit here also for helping to break through that corporate media narrative of Clinton being inevitable somehow. You know, you've really fueled a lot of the good, verifiable stories and videos that have come out in the alternative media during the campaign season. And I have to say that the alternative media has played a great role in this election so far. And that's new, I think. So going back to WikiLeaks again, how do you feel about Assange's position at this point and how precarious it is? And what do you think is going on with his security?
It's a good question. It's apparently, well, he did a webinar like 2 or 3 days ago, in Spain. I mean, he's still in the embassy, the Ecuadorian embassy in London, but so he's alive. You know, he interacted live with people, so he's not dead. I mean, because there were many, many rumors that Julian Assange was killed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of amazing that he hasn't been, frankly. I mean, it's almost like he's being given a free pass to just take Hillary down. It really, that's what it looks like. How can this be going on? It's amazing.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, this I think that the alternative media has finally matured to the point, and hacking and all that, where what we're seeing today is possible. It wasn't really there yet 4 years ago. So it's kind of cool.
Hmm. Absolutely. So we have all these leaks happening everywhere, and they are predominantly aimed at Clinton and her candidacy, but all of the regular media is in such attack mode on Trump that we've never seen anything like that. So that's the kind of polarizing effect of the election. The entire media establishment has gone after him with a complete zeal you've never seen. I mean, and they've had candidates that they've hated, like Reagan, you know, before, and W, they were no great fan of W until the war, really. So, you know, they've had people that they really pile on, but they've never hit at, you know, I mean, think about McCain or Romney versus this. This is insane, you know. So what are they afraid of in Trump?
Well, that he's self-financed. He's not really beholden. You've never had a presidential candidate talking about the globalist bankers before.
Right.
It's incredible.
The untouchable.
Yeah, it's like the place nobody's ever been, you know, no candidate has ever been able to go. So it's almost, it feels like an incredible deliverance to those of us who watch this sort of thing. But if you look at the halls that he's filling, I mean, it's not just, you know, people who are into real politics, give it a nicer name than conspiracy. Like, I'm running a video today called The Conspiracy Theory Conspiracy.
Right.
Actually, it was the CIA that invented the term conspiracy theory, and everyone just started using it as a buzzword to just totally discredit anybody who, you know, if you just brand it with conspiracy theory, then it's, you know, it's wacky.
Every time something goes wrong for the Clintons, they're like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, they've been, you know.
It's really absurd.
Push that up in front of Congress. We shall not, you know, succumb to conspiracy theories or something like that. You know, he said it before Congress. Conspiracy theory is a CIA designed term and concept weapon. It's a verbal weapon to diffuse any potential threatening information to the power structure.
Right. And speaking of CIA, let's talk about the candidacy of Evan McMullen. Now, he was admittedly a major CIA operator for over a decade. And his resume, however, has a lot of holes in it, according to Intel people. Now, his sole purpose in being in this election seems to be to take Utah out of the Trump column. In case Trump takes some of those blue states away. So they need a backup plan for the Electoral College. And so this guy might be a Bush plant. He claims to be Mormon, which also is probably aimed at these voters there in Utah. And he gets incredible coverage, very flattering coverage for a guy who's only been on the ballot in a few states anyway. So the Washington Post recently said he could even become president.
Oh, weird.
If Clinton and Trump were tied up in the Electoral College. How do you see this, and what do you think is going on there?
Well, all I know is that it seems to be all about the state of Utah and trying to, but you know, appeal to the morality of, you know, the largely Mormon population. But I mean, now with the Anthony Weiner and the, I don't really see Mormons falling for it. I don't think so.
I agree. Well, now he's polling in the 20s, and Trump is up in Utah on McMullen, about 8 points. Clinton's around there in the 20s, too. But I want to put this guy on everyone's radar. You know, his candidacy is most certainly someone's op, and he's meant to deny Trump the electoral victory. So if you're in Utah, check this guy out thoroughly, because I don't think you'll like what you find. Now, speaking of oddities, what about the implosion of Gary Johnson's campaign, you know, the Libertarian candidacy? And his VP is going around everywhere vouching for Hillary Clinton now. That's Bill Weld. We had him as governor here in Massachusetts. He was a Republican then. And oddly enough, Bill Clinton tried to appoint him ambassador to Mexico, and it was denied. So strange loyalties all around there. How do you see it?
yeah, I haven't, I'm so, you know, not focused on third party people right now. I don't want Clinton to win, period. I just don't. I mean, it is a little scary. The prospect of Trump is kind of scary, but like we were saying, I mean, it's like throwing saltwater taffy into the machinery and hoping that it's better than going to war with Russia, which is what Hillary's got
in mind. Yeah. So there's no question about it. She's lining up that conflict along with the outgoing Obama administration. Just terrible judgment on that. And on the other hand, Trump genuinely seems to have an understanding that provoking Russia is a terrible plan.
Yeah,
and he said so on the campaign trail, that he thinks that a Clinton presidency would actually bring on World War III with Russia. What do you think of that?
I agree. I think that that's what she's, that's her game. You know, that's her diversion and her, it's also where her pockets are lined with money from these people. She's got to perform. It's amazing. I just saw the thing, you know, her statement that she made about the Anthony Weiner, you know, reopening her email case. Yeah. And I just can't believe she can get up there and she's got probably so much pressure, so many people that she needs to perform for and get the job done that it's, that she can, you know, not just totally collapse. It's just, it's like the energy of all this money and all these other people's agendas that are powering her at this point.
Absolutely. Now, the neocons are the ones who went into the Middle East and brought all this expansionism, the war in Iraq, the war in Syria, all these activities. Do you think that she is the neocons' favorite candidate for 2016?
Absolutely. 100%. Yes. She's a total neocon. There's nothing Democrat about her. And the more the leaks come out, you really see that she's, you know, she's just really what she always was. I mean, she was originally a Republican. At Wellesley, she was the head of some Republican organization at her college. So,
right. That's a great point.
Those are her roots. And I tend to find that, you know, the architecture of your brain is formed when you're very young. And even if you change your mind on certain things, it's kind of there. It's imprinted. And I think that at the bottom foundation of her being, she's a Republican. She was born and raised into that kind of mentality.
Yes. Well, she's kind of like an elitist hiding in social justice garb.
Yeah, totally. It's so obvious. And then if you read the leaks, I mean, she's like a total racist. She's disgusting. She's the one of the most disgusting human beings I think I've ever even heard of. It's, you know, it's let alone running for president. It's just, ew.
Don't pull any punches here. What do you think we would get with a Clinton presidency?
I think we would get incredible internet censorship. We might get that with Trump too, though. And we would get a war with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
She's talked openly, you know, she's talked, or Iran, you know, she, the way she talks about these countries and her war policies, her positions are terrifying. It's like she's itching to bomb these countries. She's very dangerous. And it's all to deflect attention away from her own criminality. She's willing to go into World War III just to take the attention off of herself and her. That's what how I feel about her. She's profoundly disgusting. Just I can't say it enough.
Now, how do you feel about the media promoting her to the level that they are?
Well, it's very clear that this is what really has come to light in this election is that we do not have a real fourth estate. We don't have real journalism in America. It's really become obvious.
Oh, I have to completely agree with that. The corporate media has just cashed in their chips during this election, hoping to keep that privilege train going for them. And they might fall on this one. It just might happen, which brings us to some unusual stories buzzing under the radar, one of which is this unusual document that was leaked from Benenson Group, a major strategist for the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, in a nutshell, sometime in September, the Clinton campaign had them study her support. and the data indicated a Trump victory was inevitable because his voters would turn out on Election Day in huge numbers. Now, it's a very comprehensive study, but the last section discussed a strategy to salvage the election for Clinton using extraordinary measures, and the strategy is called FireSign. Now, can you take us through this bizarre document and what it says about her actual levels of support?
Yes, and it was very much determined. Her support was very much determined by if a person was exposed to alternative media or not. And people who are only exposed to alternative media tended to have a more favorable view of her. And those who are exposed to the alternative media are to have a very unfavorable view of her and a very favorable view of Trump. So that was very interesting. And so this document, you know, when I first saw it, I read the first few pages and I'm looking at it, it's very well prepared. It's very professional. But then I start finding out that the letterhead is wrong. The address is the old address and the logo is the old logo. So then I start to think, is this fraudulent?
Right.
And then I think, well, if any campaign has ever been assaulted by leaks and maybe gotten wise to how to try to manage or have some plausible deniability in the stuff that they have produced for them, and it's the Clinton campaign. So it could be that these sort of weird touches to it were to make it plausibly deniable.
Yes. Well, that's a great point, actually. And we can point out here that it really doesn't matter so much if the document is a plant. You know, so we're not so much talking about its authenticity, because what it does is touch on a crucial and hidden form of strategizing that does actually take place at those very deep black levels. So tell us a little more about what's in there.
Okay. Well, basically, the salvage, the whole thrust of what Benenson is trying to do is to discourage people from voting, because the support for Trump is so strong that, and they're even polling them, what would it take a Trump supporter to not go to the polls? What would it take? And they even asked, an alien invasion, would that work for you? Would that keep you home and away from voting? And that seemed to have like a little more, like, yeah, I guess I would stay.
Well, that's a good start.
So then they said, okay, so then there's this very advanced laser weapon that is also gets tied into extremely low frequency emissions that are, I guess, linked somehow to radio towers. And that would be interesting, because I've actually looked into how ELF is produced. Or I don't know that it said ELF specifically in the document. We have to look into that. But
okay,
in other words, it would be brainwave entrainment frequencies that would correspond with the laser show of an overwhelming amount of UFOs like screeching across the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, yeah, that would freak people out. Can you imagine, like, the most high-tech looking, and it's making all this sound, and it's, your brain is being entrained, you know, your brain is getting all whatever, clobbered by something. On the other hand, I do think that the only explanation for the second Bush term was that also.
Yeah, well, what's interesting about that is that we've heard about this advanced technology that has actually been employed on the battlefield in Iraq and other places, where they will create this religious happening using holograms, and it will disorient the enemy army. Now, in FireSign, they suggest this wave of UFOs. Now, do they mention the religious event as well?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about
that. That was one of the options, but they chose the alien option because the lasers can produce, and allegedly it was used in the war in Iraq. They put Muhammad up there and said, you better, you know, surrender, because submit to Allah here, you know, whatever they told
Iraqis
who had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah. So this is incredibly top secret stuff.
So it was presented as a salvage operation for a campaign that was really in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's so fascinating, because it reminds me, you know, we just recently had the former Assistant Secretary of HUD, Catherine Austin Fitz, on the show, and she was talking about the role that entrainment is playing on the Hillary side in this campaign. Let's go to this clip.
Well, but this is entrainment. It has to be entrainment. Because here's the thing. You're against the financial coup d'etat. You're against the money being stolen. You're against, you know, using the State Department to racketeer for your personal self and your friends. You're against genocide in Haiti. You're against all these things. You're just for the person who did it.
Catherine Austin Fitz there, getting right to the heart of the matter, challenging Hillary supporters to think about her record. Now, she endorsed Trump right here on this show and said the major issue in this campaign was human versus inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you feel about that statement?
I think that's a good analogy. I ran that video. I agreed with it. I agree with that statement. You know, anyone who talks about dropping nuclear weapons, that's an anti-human person. And Hillary talks about that. That's what she represents. Everything that she stands for. And when you hear her real speeches that she's made to Goldman Sachs and stuff about, you know, how we have to have a public face and a private face and, you know, people are, they're just really stupid. And that's how she feels about the masses, is that they're stupid. And so someone who's masquerading as a populist for the people, for the, you know, underprivileged and things like that, she's not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Right, right. Absolutely.
That's her platform, and it's fake. It's as fake as it can be.
Right. Well, we have all these transhumanist themes coming up in this election. You know, Trump has mentioned Common Core a lot. You know, he wants to get rid of Common Core.
That's great.
He's actually mentioned the links of vaccines to autism, which is surprising. You know, he's really brought these third rail ideas out to the surface. Now, what's compelling is that on the Clinton side, she has Podesta, and he is big into UFO disclosure publicly, a rare position for the head of a major campaign, that's for sure. And, you know, that's also coming out in WikiLeaks, which is that he's having these conversations with people like the late astronaut Edgar Mitchell, who was in your movie, Heal for Free, incidentally. And together, they're discussing how to get UFOs on the national agenda in government institutions. What do you think about the UFO issue being out there also?
Well, even Hillary got on the Jimmy Kimmel show and said, oh, there's a new name for them. And it was something phenomenal.
UAP,
she
right.
used the word phenomenon wrong or something. Uh-huh. Anyway, so she was trying to get the UFO vote. I mean, I think that just shows you the power of maybe the alternative populists and maybe, that's a determinant. We've seen it in the Benenson polling that the exposure to alternative media is going to have a huge effect on this election. And like I'm saying, you know, Trump talking about vaccines and talking about, I think he even talks about 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
This is all like alternative media themes. No wonder the alternative media is behind him. He's talking about stuff we talk about.
Huh, exactly. Well, this is really interesting. Now, do you think that out of all these leaks that we've been seeing, you know, with the secrecy culture being so entrenched and just walling off the public for decades, now we're seeing a lot of cracks in that wall. So do you think the UFO issue, the advanced technology, will come out in these leaked documents? You know, will we see emails exchanged by government officials who know of the reality of the UFO presence?
It's hard to say because I haven't really heard Trump say anything about UFOs.
Well, there may be hope yet. I'm going to put this up on screen because I was so blown away by the homepage of Fox News recently. There were three major UFO stories. You know, the top one was about a UFO investigator dying while spitting some kind of black goo.
Oh, yeah. Who was that? That was crazy.
Yeah, that's Max Spears, who was one of the super soldier guys. And he did have an unusual death, and Fox actually picked up on the story.
I have to that. That's crazy. I think I remember hearing about the black goo, and then the black goo is this whole other...
Right, right. It's the nanotech stuff. That's what I was thinking. Could it get any stranger?
Yes.
But then underneath that story was, is the Baltic Sea object 250,000-year-old UFO? That was the second story, and this was mainstream Fox News.
Really?
Yeah.
They ran the Baltic Sea story because that... They must be following me.
I know.
Story was old. I stumbled on it by accident.
Yeah.
And I found out that story had been published a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah, it's been
like,
up.
Oh, good. I can get to, you know, to run this. I'm curious about this. And
it's pretty ironic.
I can't believe Fox ran with, that's great. They're definitely subscribing to my channel to that. Because that was random, because like I said, I stumbled on it and it was old and I hadn't seen it before. And it was very popular. It did trend high.
Well, it proves the point that the real elephant in the room is the UFO technology, I think. And even the media has to capture the public's interest in this from time to time. So we've got just a few moments left here with you. I want to go back to your reaction to the Benenson Group documents with the election analysis and the fire sign salvage operation that it references. What are your parting thoughts for us on this?
You look at the poll stuff, and it just looks like a very straightforward, very professional, you know, excellent work. And then you get into this very nihilistic and insane, wacky, like grandpappy of all conspiracy theories. What were we talking about? It's like it's all in there. They talk about HAARP. Oh, HAARP is sort of not really functioning anymore. It's got a skeleton crew. It says that.
Right. It's like a 21st century Torbit document.
Yeah.
Everything is in there.
So, you know.
So let's see. UFOs, HAARP.
It's like every conspiracy theory.
Religious holograms.
Yeah. So then I'm thinking, this has got to be fake. It's a fraud. It's, you know, it's got to be, it's a joke. It's satire, right?
Right.
That's what, it has to be satire. This is too out there. It's so nihilistic. It's like Dr. Strangelove on acid, you know what I'm saying? So,
and that may tell us more about the awareness level rising at this time, you know, in the early 21st century. But there is something about the fire sign aspects in that document that does have serious reference to directed energy weapons and space platform weapons. That is important, I think.
It has been known. It's Project Bluebeam. I mean, people have known about it, but again, it's so top secret that it's never been really confirmed. Either it's that secret, so you only have these conspiracy theory people, you know, so it discredits the viability of this, but it's, if you really look at it, it's doable. We have the technology.
Definitely.
This, you know, if you look, there are, one guy sent me a thing this big of brainwave entrainment patents.
Huh.
There are literally tens of thousands of patents for brainwave entrainment. And I'm sure a few of them are being deployed. Why not?
Sure. I agree. We've seen it. And there are other curious trends around the election, like we've never really seen before. You know, when they cut off Julian Assange's internet over at the Ecuador embassy, the next day we had a massive internet blackout.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get on to sites like Amazon or PayPal.
Your site was down.
Yes. Darkjournalist.com took a hit on that day, too. And it was part of this whole takedown of the internet. Now, what do you think of that? And, you know, it was actually right after our State Department and VP gave these really completely stupid comments about doing a cyber attack against Russia. And WikiLeaks put a message out saying, you know, if hackers are doing this to protest Assange being cut off, to stop it. I mean, these are not normal things for us to see in any election so far.
No, it's this is the internet. This is like the internet election. I mean, it's being determined by the internet. It's incredible. It's an incredible thing to behold, you know, that little entities like you and me can sort of have a say in affecting the outcome. It's interesting.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we can feel there's a response out there that's growing. And I also think sites like Solari and Giza Death Star and Forbidden Knowledge TV are really driving a lot of the alternative narratives that make sense in the election cycle. And I want to give you credit for picking up on so many of the deeper political trends. Yeah, and I think you mentioned that you got some pushback from Clinton supporters, but as time passed, the WikiLeaks releases have proven that this research was really right on, you know, it was really correct.
Yes, in fact, this is a great thing that happened yesterday. A friend of my family, long family friend, like friends with my stepfather for 50 plus years, said, you know what, you've been right all along, because I've absolutely scandalized my parents and their friends with my anti-Hillary content. And she says, you know what? You were right the whole time. I can't vote for her in good conscience anymore. And that's when I knew that, you know, there's a tipping point has definitely happened with these leaks. It's not just me.
Oh, I can definitely see that. And there are many people who think her support is largely a media illusion, you know, not very deep at all, as the Fire Sign Benenson Group document points out. Now, as we wrap up here, I do want to ask you if you've been hearing anything else from sources about the election or the Trump campaign in particular.
It's like more kind of intel stuff that I've been hearing. And it's right. Like, yes, that he's going to be a one-term president only. And that this PDF, that this leak of Fire Sign is a much bigger deal than we even know, because that is super, super secret. And the people who are handling this information and wielding it the way they did are going to have some problems because of that.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it looks like, you know, Dr. Evil, you know, and crazy, but it's actually, it's, crazily enough, it's true. It's that stuff was true. It's not a joke. It's not satire. And it really looks like it because it is so out there, you know, it's so nihilistic and crazy, but it's actually true. It's real.
It's so wild.
It seems it's valid. It's a real thing. They made that document. They really were considering doing a fake alien invasion. I don't think they're going to do it now, though.
Right. Well, now they're in even deeper trouble than they were before.
Right.
Now, can we have you come back on after the election is over to break it all down with us?
Sure.
Great.
Love to.
That's terrific. And it's great to see you, by the way.
Likewise. Always fun.
Okay, we'll talk soon, and we'll have you back on after the election.
Great. I look forward to it.
Thank you for being on the show today, Alexandra.
Thank you.
And everyone needs to visit ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net to get the latest on what's going on.
Coming up, Dark Journalist talks to Dr. Robin Falkov about the rise of the Trump movement and how she sees Donald Trump's election to the presidency as crucial for America's future. You don't want to miss it. Tell us what's on your mind about the election on Twitter, at Dark Journalist. Go deeper with Dark Journalist. Subscribe now and you'll have access to the complete audio archives to download or stream at your convenience. Receive advanced updates and discounts on Dark Journalist events. Enjoy exclusive subscriber-only content. Go deeper with Dark Journalist. Visit darkjournalist.com and subscribe now for a special fall discount available for just $39 for one full year. Dark Journalist, the truth is never easy.
Sitting there filming, a little saucer came came flying over their heads, put down three little landing gear and landed right out on the dry lake bed. And they picked up their cameras and started over toward it filming as they went. And when they got in fairly close to it, it lifted up, put the gear back in the wheel wells, tipped up and took off at a great rate of speed.
Dark Journalist will go there.
However one views the Trump candidacy, it's transformative. The sheer number of untouchable topics that he's brought into this campaign has truly altered the transparency level in American political discourse forever.
Hidden technology.
So in other words, the possibility exists that you have here a machine that is manipulating magnetic fields on a planetary scale that has nothing to do with particle physics.
The black budget.
But there's no such thing as getting away from the corruption, because it is literally, it is now integrated into every economy in the globe.
Geoengineering.
I'm talking about right down to the DNA level. Imagine that you have now put microprocessors and sensors, along with everything else, into every human body.
For more deep interviews, special reports, and documentaries, visit darkjournalist.com today. Dark Journalist, the truth is never easy.
And we are back. This is Dark Journalist. We are keeping on with our special report on election 2016, just a few days away. And we had Alexandra Bruce really giving us a deep look at the Hillary Clinton campaign and some truly wild card scenarios that are out there. Just fascinating. Now let's welcome Dr. Robin Falkoff to the show. Robin has really been a pioneer in alternative health, and her radio show, Event Horizons, explores some truly cutting-edge issues like vaccines, smart meters, deep environmental issues. Just amazing. But she's also married to one of my all-time favorite authors, Richard Hoagland, who wrote the powerful classic Dark Mission. That's where we get the secret space program idea from. And Robin today is going to tell us some powerful insights on a potential Trump presidency. Robin, it is great to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so glad we finally connected. It's good.
Now, it's interesting. You've been doing the Event Horizons show for 3 years now and covering all these edgy topics. And then suddenly you find yourself thrust into the middle of this transformative election year. And you've taken a very informed position on the value of Trump's candidacy for president. So you're a woman, you're politically informed. What is it that drew you to the Trump campaign?
Oh, gosh. I was attracted to wanting different because I never felt any affinity to the political process except for Ron Paul. He was the only one that supported health freedom, and he was the one that was taking a stand about the Codex Alimentarius Commission. So that goes back to the mid-90s.
Yes, and I know you've had this deep commitment to health freedom and worked tirelessly on this issue. Again, this ties in with your support for Trump, and some people might be surprised at this, but let's take a look at some of his positions. He wants to get rid of Common Core, which we know is the transhumanist move to
imbecilize the population.
There you go. Imbecilize, that's a great word. he has discussed the vaccine linked to autism. He's talked about renegotiating NAFTA and how these trade deals have hurt our economy. And he's also talked about bringing manufacturing back to the United States. He's talked about the drawbacks of the illegal immigration system and how flooding the country with refugees may hurt industry and the economy. He wants to repeal Obamacare. He's brought up the Saudi link to 9/11. Really powerful issues. Now, these are solid positions that the media never wants us to hear about him. You know, they'd rather have us see him as some kind of a madman who would go crazy on the nuclear trigger. How do you see Trump?
Oh, gosh. I see Trump as the answer to our prayers and the only person who has had the backbone, I'll be polite, to take a stand and call it for what it is and talk about draining the swamp in D.C. He's also talking about limiting the terms of service or that can be served by those in Congress and the Senate. You know, I'm all for limiting them, but I don't see why, if you were in private business and somebody's not performing, you wouldn't remove them. Why do you let them finish out their term even? But okay, you grant them that. I don't think they deserve a gravy train just for the rest of their life because they won an election lottery where we voted for them.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't add up. They are not the elite except in their own minds, and they vote to pay themselves more money. I mean, they're paid everywhere you turn from so many different sources, and it's just very corrupt. When you look at the numbers that were, I shared all of this about that were paid to different congressmen and senators for their vote on different issues.
Uh-huh.
And it's heartbreaking to see so much money, hundreds of thousands of dollars to some of these people. And you know, everything that he brought up was just very common sense. He's a master of subtleties. That's what I could say about Trump. And if you're not paying attention, you're not going to get it. And, you know, I'm from New York. Trump's from New York. I resonate with his style of doing things and what he says. He's not racist. He's a New Yorker. He sees a problem. How do you fix it? You know, and that's something all guys should resonate with because you guys always want to fix a problem, right?
Sure.
All these problems here. And, you know, men will often say, well, why are you telling me unless you want, you know, want a solution? Well, this country is dying unless we have a solution. And it's not going to be our country anymore with Hillary opening all the borders. So I support his positions. I support his style. Doesn't offend me, his locker room talk. People make all kinds of allegations when somebody is famous and has a lot of money that carries a much bigger impetus for them to, you know, try to come up with, you know, with some kind of slander about them.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and then you look at the timing and you look at the dirty fingers with that Clinton campaign mixed in with the people that they paid $1,500 to disrupt Trump.
The rallies, yeah.
So I was at the rally here. I mean, I know how bad it got. And it was very intense. And you have those people out in the streets that you know, because someone said to me, but don't you think they deserve a voice to talk about their problems? Yeah, they do, if that's who's writing. But when you have people that are organized mobs, you know, it's not. And they have these big expensive, they had Mexican flags that were, I think, 6 feet long in the sunroof of the cars. And they're driving around and they're spitting on people and cursing them. And it was, you know, and fighting with the police and fighting with people and burning Trump merchandise that sellers had. So
Right. Well, we haven't seen these kind of tactics in a long time. So I guess the real question is, why is Trump such an existential threat to the establishment that they would promote this kind of action?
He's different. He won't do what they want to see done. He's going to put an end to their gravy train. You have the one person that wants to clean and get rid of all the corruption, which everyone, all these well-known people that people have looked to for, what is their point of view about this? Let me consider that because I respect so-and-so from his years of work. And you find that they're against Trump and that there are others out there that against Trump, and you think, okay, if you don't have Trump, it's a globalist New World agenda. Now, it's as out there as can be. Do you think that that's obvious with what Hillary Clinton is bringing to the table?
Right.
So it just makes me wonder, why are these people looking to continue the wrong path that we've been on that's going to bring in the New World Order? Maybe it's inevitable. And maybe globalism is inevitable, but right now, we're not in a position to have this foisted on us. We need to get some things built back in this country. We need to get some more rights for the veterans, for the people in this country, whereas funding for that is going to immigrants. Just stop bombing. That's the simple answer. You know, no more imperialism, no more having NATO troops surround Russia, and gosh, things will change. And as Trump even laid out, why can't we have cities there in Syria and other countries that are protected because there won't be any more bombing and they will be able to rebuild their countries? So it's just
so you'd say the stakes are particularly high in this election, much more so than any recent election that we can think of.
I can't think of anything that compares, but I didn't really pay attention to politics that closely. But this is such a biggie. And if we can just get some improvement in this country with cleaning up the political system, with cleaning up the infrastructure and getting us on a better foundation, then maybe slowing it down will change the nature of however it's going to transition by buying us more time.
That is fascinating. It makes a lot of sense, actually. We're definitely at a crossroads here. And I think the transhumanist policies over the last decade have really been ramping up and put us in this position we're in. So we've been covering that here a lot on this show. And you have also. What do you see coming up in 2017?
What's coming up? We've got to get past the election.
Okay.
Yeah, which is big, and it's just every day counts. Every day that people can hear something positive from someone like Sheryl Jones to talk about where the media has degraded from when she was there working, and you know, it's there are no more standards left. To having other, I've had other women for Trump that I got friendly with on Twitter, and my friend Solaris and other people for Trump. It's important that people understand, even though I've been saying it for over a year, about how can everybody not get the fact that this is the one person the establishment is against.
Right.
So if everybody that you all have said for years is the problem and they're against one person, why are you going to knock him out of the box and support the others?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I agree with you. And I think the Women for Trump is very important because they've created that meme that women are against Trump and Trump should be unacceptable to women. But in actual fact, and I know that Hillary is the first woman to run for president and become the Democratic nominee, but she's the wrong she's the wrong choice at the wrong time. And she definitely represents the sort of, you know, status quo that's been in power for a long time here. And we're going to get more of the same with her. So what do you think the stakes are in the election?
I think the stakes are very high. If you want to have any quality of life, if you want to have any freedoms, if you want to be able to walk down the street in your neighborhood unmolested, if you have little children that you don't want attacked.
Now, there have been major crime waves, and the stats on that are growing just off the charts. Now, Trump is certainly addressing the crime question. He's also an outspoken critic of these open border policies, and he's taken tremendous heat for this. But I think it's important to point out here that it's sensible and I think has the most benefit for legal immigrants if the flow of illegal immigration is halted. And we need to look at that. You know, we have a precedent in the U.S. where from 1925 to 65, that's 40 years, we halted mass immigration to allow the cultures to assimilate and build unity together. I think that worked, and we've done well with immigrants in the last century in the U.S. So the open borders, you know, mentality, this is something that comes from a corporate mandate, and it goes very deep for a variety of reasons. Now, you've been an outspoken critic on your show about illegal immigration. How do you see it?
I mean, this is the ultimate. If I went to a country, I wanted to listen to language, get my ear familiar. You know, I don't go there expecting that they're all going to talk to me in English. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's kind of presumptuous. But that's, you know, one of the perspectives here. But I think we are looking at the deconstruction of our society. And if we look back with the hippies and the talk, you know, you look at old movies and old things where they say, and ultimately, the whole world will be coffee colored, you know, because everybody's going to mix and there'll be, you know, no differences. Now, I don't care, you know, who somebody wants a relationship with or have their children with. You know, what it doesn't matter. To me, you know, we're all people. We all share this planet together. And keeping us apart is the only way they're able to voice these things on us.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, absolutely. It's very interesting. And, you know, of course, the culture of America is very important. And we've seen that degraded over time. It seems like there's something in the air where people understand it. And I think the first blast of it was Bernie. And Trump's movement was bigger, it was more solid. And he actually beat the Republican establishment. So that's very important.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. He's dealing with both. He has to fight both. He has to fight the Republicans and the Democrats.
He has to fight everybody.
Right.
It's not just that. He has to fight everybody. And with Bernie, unfortunately, in the beginning, I went to his page and read his positions. And when I saw Bernie's position about vaccines, where there's a quote from him, all of my grandchildren are vaccinated. And this is very concerning to me, the threat that these unvaccinated children pose. Because I want my children, my grandchildren, to be able to lead a healthy life. That's why they're vaccinated. And the risk for them to be around unvaccinated kids, I thought, forget him. Anybody that could say that can't think.
Yeah.
You know, there's no logic. There's no process. And, I mean, he sold out right away. You know, it's not that he wasn't against war. He just is a socialist. You know, which might have its place for some people, and I respect that. But he you know, that was the turning point for me, reading his vaccine position.
I can appreciate that. I think his movement was terribly disappointed when he caved into Clinton after she arranged to essentially take the nomination away from him. And now when he hits the trail for Hillary, only 100, 150 people show up. You know, he used to get massive crowds, definitely dwarfed her turnout by a long shot. So it's a strange dynamic there, because the WikiLeaks documents clearly show that we can see, you know, how the DNC rigged it for Hillary. Now, Sanders supporters look on in shock and horror as he backs her. And again, I have to say the impact of WikiLeaks on this election is truly unprecedented.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Just incredible.
Oh, God. Everybody is just praying for Assange to be okay. Regardless of all the backstories about him that we hear and who and what, it doesn't matter. Whoever wanted needed a way to get this information out. And that's, you know, I firmly believe there are different factions at work. And, you know, so there's a lot, I mean, an enormous amount of good that's come out about it, but people are anesthetized. You know, mm-hmm. It rolls right off their back. That's scary.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I do feel like that effort to bring transparency, he's been very successful. And he has them on the run, which is obviously why they cut his power in the embassy and cut his internet out. But and it has had the benefit of helping Trump, where the entire media here has been completely psychotic against Trump.
Paid for?
Ruining their own reputation.
They didn't have a reputation before that.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, if you pay attention, and now they certainly have nothing when you see that 98% of the media has made donations to Hillary,
yeah.
You know? And, I mean, that's outrageous. So follow the money. Are they really going to donate to somebody that they don't want to do whatever they can to get them in office, like her? And it is scary. So it's really... This is a story of the people. It's a story of the people of this country. It's the story of people beaten down that never got involved, that never voted, that suddenly resonated with someone who's got strength. You can see he's a strong person, and he will follow through on things that he will set in motion. And he brought back the ability for people to hope. And that's powerful, because that, I'd say, was destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, beaten out of us, taxed out of us, bad health care out of us, radiated, chemtrailed, contaminated water, you name it. And where's the hope? Until you have someone who doesn't want to play the game and doesn't want to be politically correct, and you can resonate with, regardless of all of his money, he's still... is a real person, and that's how his father raised him. And I take great issue with the people that I find absolutely despicable that want to talk about a child's parents and then try to blame them if their parents did something.
Right.
These people are nuts.
Yes, it is fascinating.
Yeah, he's amazing. And
he is certainly a breakthrough candidate, and I think the way you've advocated for him and shown the real campaign issues on your show takes a lot of guts also, because we know the kind of flack that you can take from people who've been programmed by mainstream media. So you've done a great job with that. So now what's going to happen on November 8th?
Trump's going to win, and if there's something that doesn't work, just like he said, and I was thinking, all right, you said the perfect thing. You know, he'll be happy if he wins, and if he doesn't win, it will be examined. So last night, I started tweeting out all the information from John Brakey about the ballot imaging that, unfortunately, as I'm reading it again, it's 40% of the machines that are used that have a ballot image, of photographic image of the vote. And you can get it as a citizen, and we can go and compare the votes afterwards. The rest of it, I got to talk to Bev Harris again and say, well, what are we going to do about the rest of it?
Yeah, just fascinating. And amazingly enough, even with all the dirty tricks they've pulled on him in the media with the campaigns, for him to still be standing and have that much momentum, it seems like he really is moving towards victory at this point.
Yes, and you hear people that are interviewed when they say, well, what do you think of this? And what do you think of that about the things he said? And, you know, the things he said, who cares? Well, what about the claims? Who cares? We don't care about anything that you're going to say he did, or if he did do, he still is the person we want.
Right.
They're not ready for that. None of their games are working. So.
Amazing. Robin, excellent analysis and just mind-bending stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the Dark Journalist Election 2016 Special Report. We'll have you back on after the election and talk about what happened. And we'll do an episode on these alternative health initiatives that you're so involved with. Just great work there.
I'd love to.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. It was wonderful having you on, so we'll do more of it.
Oh, I love being on your show. That's Event Horizons on Revolution Radio. It's Monday through Friday, 10 Eastern. And just a reminder here, we will have a special election interview with former Assistant HUD Secretary Catherine Austin Fitz on the Monday right before Election Day, so you don't want to miss that. That's just for subscribers, so go to darkjournalist.com now and take advantage of that discount to become a member while it still lasts. And Robin, your website is healthfreedomrights.com.
Yes.
Thank you, Robin, and thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you for joining me for this fascinating episode with Alexandra Bruce and Dr. Robin Falkov on Election 2016, the Firesign Wildcard. You can find more deep interviews, documentaries, and special reports at www.darkjournalist.com. You can also subscribe here to our YouTube channel to receive the latest videos. See you soon.
Subscribe to our newsletter at darkjournalist.com to stay updated on the latest shows. Dark Journalist will go there. The deepest issues, the hardest stories, the biggest secrets. The truth is never easy. With top guests, like former Assistant Housing Secretary Catherine Austin Fitz.
Catherine, who is really behind this media censorship?
And internet feeds go through satellites. Who controls the satellites? It's the Pentagon.
Legendary investigator Graham Hancock.
Graham, this cataclysm must have destroyed an advanced culture in our ancient past.
It truly was an extinction-level event. It was accompanied by massive animal extinctions. It was accompanied by huge and unexplained sea level rises, and then a sudden plunge of global temperatures.
Best-selling author Jim Mars.
Jim, don't these elite corporate owners need us around to buy their GMO food? Why would they want to depopulate?
Because they are eugenicists and they believe that they need to purify the human race. And if that sounds like the Nazis, that's exactly what it is.
Coast to Coast AM investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe.
Linda, how are we going to scale that wall of UFO secrecy?
Humans themselves are bypassing, are beginning to dismiss all of the policies of denial and lie.
Dark journalists will go there. Visit darkjournalist.com and subscribe now for a special fall discount available for just $39 for one full year. You'll not only receive access to the complete audio archives to stream or download at your convenience, you'll also get exclusive subscriber-only content and Dark Journalist event discounts. Sign up for our free newsletter to stay updated on the latest shows. Dark Journalist, let's get the real story in 2016.
You know, we need dark journalists, so just keep doing what you're doing.